Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online. All right, tonight's video I wanted to talk about really quick. I have a lot of my subscribers that are asking questions about getting started with an e-commerce business. And if they start out with just a few items, does it even make sense to do it? Because there's so many e-commerce stores that offer hundreds and hundreds of items. If you go on eBay or if you go on to an Etsy or if you go on, but you only got a few items. To tell you the truth, start with whatever it is that you have and wherever it is that you are in the process. Because once you get started, you'll get the momentum going. There is no company on the planet that started out selling 1,000 items on their very first day, okay? That's not how Walmart grew. That's not how any of these successful food entrepreneurs that started, like the Mrs. Fields of the world, Famous Amos cookies. They never started with the several hundred flavors or 50 or 60 flavors. They always started with just a few items, okay? So keep that in mind. When you start any project in your life, no matter what it is, it's always going to start conceptually. It's going to start very small. You know, you're going to think about, you know what, I've got a few items, let me give it a shot, let me get started. Now, when you do that, keep in mind your objective is, of course, to grow. So if you are going into a certain type of food business, or you're going into any type of business that you're starting out with and you don't know a lot about it, that is good, okay? That is great, because nobody has ever known everything about their industry when they first started it, okay? So when you get into the momentum of getting a store up and running, and let's say you're on eBay, you've got 5 or 6 items and you're just starting. Getting started is always going to be the biggest challenge. It's not going and building and growing. The biggest challenge is for so many people who get discouraged or even just not even start a project or even start a different endeavor is just by getting started. So if you've got a few items, it doesn't matter. Post them, put them up. If you're starting out on eBay, if you're starting on Etsy and you've got 5 or 6 items or even 10 or 12, put them up. Now, this particular question was about what can I do to make my inventory look more appealing if I wanted to offer more items. So the idea of bundling products came to mind. So let's just say, for instance, you've got 10 items, okay? Let's say it is a food item and you have it in 10 flavors. Okay, number one, post your 10 items, okay? Get them up. Then create bundles by bringing together maybe 2 items, right? 2 flavors, but offer 6 packs of 2 specific or 2 different flavors, okay? So you've got 3 of one and you've got 3 of another. So now you've created an entirely new listing, okay? And you're offering a much bigger price point. And you're going to make much more money by obviously bringing together multiple products because your price point's more, okay? So number one, list what you have, okay? Now the second thing is bring together, get creative, and take those 10 flavors and see how many different ways you can maybe pair them. Okay, so then on your eBay store or your Etsy store or even your own website, instead of having just 10, you could literally have hundreds or even maybe close to 100 or more different listings because of the way that you're bringing together a variation of products, okay? And now this is something that's been done all over the place. And if you actually go to Amazon, you will see that there is a ton of sellers, including Amazon and Walmart.com, Jet.com, and everybody. They love to bundle and package the multiples of 6, multiples of 12. Sometimes it's the same item. Let's say you have an item that's cherry flavored. I'm just using this as an example. And you make strawberry and you make blueberry and you make raspberry. Okay? So now you could take that flavor of cherry and offer it in a 6 pack and you sell it for, let's say, $49.99. Okay? Then you take your strawberry, you do the same. You offer that, and again, you mark $49.99 or $39.99. So now that single transaction is bringing you more money, more of a profit margin, and now you're making more. So now, why don't you put all 4 of the flavors together? So now you've got a whole nother item. You bundle up the raspberry, the blueberry, the strawberry, the cherry, whatever it is. You bring them together, and again, now you've got a multi-pack with multiple flavors. There's 2 or 3 different ways that actually benefits you and the customer, because if it's something that the customer is trying for the first time, then they've got 4 different flavors. They may not like all of them. They may like just 1 or maybe like 2 of them. But they get a chance to try them, and now you've got your customer hooked on 2 of the flavors. So they're going to come back to your site, and they're going to see that, oh my goodness, I love the cherry and strawberry flavors. And again, this is just an example, okay? I love those 2 flavors, but they offer them now in a 6-pack. I love the cherry. I'm going to buy a 6-pack, and I'm going to get 6-pack of strawberry. So now you've actually sold 12 items. You see where this is going? So take advantage of what you have and start with what you've got and move forward from there, okay? No matter how few it may look like, there is always a way to expand upon what you already have, okay? So by thinking outside the box, bringing together multiple products together, whether it's a different type of flavor or just a multi-pack of 6 to 12 or 24 case of a single flavor or a single item, you increase your price point, you increase your profit margin on a single sale, and then you can also attract more customers, or you can start to bring customers in because they may prefer a certain flavor that you're offering. Again, this is a very basic example. If you're selling anything from a certain type of jam or jelly, or maybe a certain cracker, or maybe cookies, whatever it is, you don't need to start off with 100 items, okay? You can start off with 10. If you don't have 10, you can start off with 5, okay? And little by little, add to it. The one thing I would highly recommend, one of the reasons why I've been successful over the past few years is because I am so passionate about what I do with food. I go online and I look for a lot of different types of foods. Whether you've seen my videos on the superfoods, I never would have thought of getting into selling that. I had no idea what it is, until only recently. But it's a hugely niche type of product. It's something that could be paired up with a lot of other superfoods. And then it goes on from there. You talk about, like, do we have a line of seasoned and flavored nuts? Now, there's like 2-3 dozen different types of nuts, okay? And there's hundreds of different flavors that you can add to those. So from taking just about a dozen flavors, I literally can create listings that's almost infinite, because you can make them with barbecue, you can make them with wasabi, you can make them with dill flavoring, you can make them with spicy stuff, Cajun spice. It goes on and on. Again, this is just an example. So think of whatever it is that you're wanting to sell that's a food product. I'm sure there is 100 different ways to make it. As long as you can figure that out and then you bring them together in a bundle, then you can begin to offer multitudes of listings. So when a customer comes to your eBay store, they'll be blown away because, my God, this guy is offering, 100 different ways to do this. Or he's got 300 items. Wow, he's got a great selection. So they'll probably also end up picking up several other different items while they're there looking for your product. So the third thing I would do is figure out, do a little research and find out about your specific type of niche, whatever it may be. If you're not selling human food products, maybe you're selling pet food or you're selling the pet snacks. Think of how many different types of products that people buy for their pets. And then you can begin to bundle it. As an example, the pets wear collars and leashes, and they have food bowls that are in so many different shapes and colors and sizes. There's pet treats. There's pet foods. There is grooming supplies. If you brought together 7 different items, which is kind of almost like a gift basket in a sense, but not necessarily in a decorative gift basket, but bringing together a multitude of those items, you could easily use a $79, $89, or $99 transaction just with a handful of products. So do the research on what it is, what specific niche or what type of food product you're selling, and then find different ways to incorporate other products. And you may not even have to make them. I mean, maybe you want to get into the business and you don't make anything, you just want to resell. There's just an infinite amount of products out there that you can bring together. And I talked about the gluten-free products, sugar-free, the diabetic sugar-free products. It is so easy to come up with a bundle of a group of products together that it's almost endless, okay? And somewhere in between all of that, you have the ability to make a margin, trust me, because I do it every day. So I hope that video helps you out and helps you understand that you don't need to start with an entire store like the size of Walmart or a gigantic store like Amazon.com. You can still make money and you can still attract customers. Just get more creative with how you're packaging it and how you're presenting it. That's the key. Okay, guys? I hope that video helped you out. If it did, please do give me a big thumbs up. If you are not a subscriber, please feel free to subscribe. I've got nearly 300 videos now. And if you need some consulting or some help, my email consulting has picked up tremendously. Thank you guys very much. Over the past 3 or 4 months, I've picked up a tremendous amount of new clients, and I am helping them as we speak. So if you're looking for that, I will put a little link in the description. You can go to my Shopify store, and that store will actually show you all of the different services that I have available. And there's also a lot of resources you can download, instant downloadable resources on there that you can pick up as well. So have a good one. Thanks.